This is the 5-Minute Focus for episode 112, hours one and hours two.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is an opportunity for us to talk together about what's coming up in episode 112, hours one and hour two. We may, in fact, release this one early, given the nature of the Supreme Court leak the left has constructed. So it may come out on Tuesday, which would be interesting. Yes, hour one, the topic, the title is SCOTUS Leak, Jesus Wept. Yes, I do intend to look at this from a kingdom perspective, if God will give me that insight. What is so horrifying to me about this, beyond the fact that I believe that this may be the Lord laying the groundwork for a permanent divorce in this nation? And I mean it. You remember slave states and non-slave states? The left compares having a baby to slavery. And the leftist portion of the party compares it that way. The silence from Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and their august, important, tall, rock-ribbed conservative Christian leadership means they're triangulating. They don't know what to do with this. The left does. The leftist portion of the party. But cycles repeat. History repeats. The left wants kings. Well, Mitch likes being kingly. We're seeing the cycle repeat, but I believe that the Lord may be laying the groundwork or allowing us to lay the groundwork for the ultimate divorce of this nation. I think this has incredible implications for people who are Christ-believing, Jesus-believing, Christ-following, disciple-making people. I believe it may need to affect where you live. I mean it. And we'll talk about that in hour one. What's secondarily so terrifying to me is the way that kids who 1 week ago or 2 weeks ago were saying, shut up and take the injection. My mask protects me. Your mask protects you. Mask up, mega idiot, are suddenly saying,
my choice.
My body.
My choice.
And the same mockingbird media who celebrated. The same mockingbird media who celebrated when the same Supreme Court suddenly invented or found hidden in the Constitution of the United States, they found gender theory, gender ideology. Somewhere they found in the Constitution the right of someone to say, I am a woman and therefore be a woman and employers have to play along. Somewhere they found that. And of course, that was applauded. But women have been women and men have been men since the day the Lord created us in the Garden of Eden. But now they want to talk about 50-year standards.
Overnight, an apparent draft Supreme Court opinion. Are they going to overturn a nearly 50-year-old president? The reaction this morning.
50 years versus from the beginning of time. But yes, they're very consistent. So hour one, we're going to talk about the spiritual implications of this, the geographic implications of this, because if the ultimate divorce ultimately comes, I believe that God is going to be gathering his people. He's done it before. Gathering us geographically, I do believe that. In hour two, you probably don't recognize this voice, but I believe this is a very, very important moment.
But he suggested something similar. Move towards negotiations and diplomacy instead of escalating the war. Try to see if you can bring about an accommodation, which would be roughly along these lines. His name is Donald J. Trump.
That's one of the most famous leftist academics in the world. And he does not think Donald Trump's a good man. He thinks he's a dangerous man. But he believes the party is more dangerous. Yes, in hour two, we're going to talk about when leftists praise Trump and Kevin McCarthy wants us silenced. Yes, it's the party. Yes, there's this alignment. So that academic calling out Trump as making sense on Ukraine comes at a time where other leftist academics are beginning to realize they are committing acts of evil. Now, this guy doesn't get it. He's a CNN talking head.
You need controls on this. You need regulation. You cannot let these guys control discourse in this country or we are headed to hell. We are there. Trump opened the gates of hell and now they're chasing us down.
We're talking there about the scary notion that Twitter would no longer censor. That's his cataclysmic event, that Twitter would no longer censor. So, once again, dividing lines. Once again, an opportunity to view up front the crumbling of a society that God is allowing. Once again, a time to choose sides. And once again, God is drawing people to himself. As leftists begin to ask questions, this is a leftist on CNN interviewing the boss man of the DHS. She asked him a question. This is Brett Baer. No, the other one is a leftist. I'll get to that. This is Brett Baer on Fox News, asking the boss man of the DHS about the Steele dossier.
Was the Steele dossier disinformation?
You keys, wait till you hear his answer. This guy who's set up a ministry of truth, wait till you hear this. Now, on CNN, on the leftist network, on the propaganda network, they actually asked this guy, actually pushed him about this ministry of truth position.
That we're safeguarding the right of free speech, that we're safeguarding civil liberty.
So we'll talk in hour two about what happens and what it means when there's these leftist academics all of a sudden praising Trump, what it means for us, what is our solution to this minister of truth, and what do we need to do to get Republicans either to wake up or get out of our way. It's a busy, busy day. We may release it early. Episode 112, hour one and hour two, and share this with friends and tell them what's coming. Now, let's all of us spend some time, real time today, praying to the Lord.